Okay, it's all about the maiden edition of the Above 50. It's all about football, it's all about fitness, and it's all about entertainment. Yet today, from last week, I've been seeing the face of this veteran talking about the Honorable himself, Shola Fosido. Sir, you have been here from the very first day. Give us your impression about this competition.
I was... I am the first person that the initiator of the idea first mentioned it to. When he developed the idea, you know, some months ago, he shared it with me and asked him a few questions about the sustainability, about the probability, about the possibility and all that. But he assured me that it's going to work. So we started. So we started reaching out and asking those who are interested to register their teams. And surprisingly, so many teams registered to participate in the first edition of the tournament, which we just concluded today. So he told me at that time that the idea is to get men, particularly, and then women later, who are above 50. Maybe some of them who have retired or those who are just about to retire, to get them out of loneliness, out of a life of dejection. You know, because when many men, when they grow old to that level, their children, many of them will leave the house, and sometimes their wives will go and be visiting the children abroad and go and stay there. The men will be at home alone. What I'm telling you now is happening to me live. In my big house, I'm the only one living there. Meanwhile, when I was building the house, I had in mind, let me put different rooms for my children. So we live here. So we, this is so and so room and all that. All of them have grown. Two of them are abroad. You know, the many two are planning to get married. One is in Ibadan, one is living in Lagos, but it's too late. You know, they are going to live their own lives. So I'm living alone. And this, you know, project has been bringing me out. Instead of going home from work, because I've not retired because I'm a professor. You know, if I'm not a professor, I would have retired by now because I'm 65. The university professors now retire at 70. But the normal civil service, they retire at 60. So that's why I just have the advantage of still working. But normally, any day I close from work, I normally just go home and I will sit down alone, you know, in a big house, and then watch television, cook for myself, get tired because my wife, well, it's not as if she has abandoned me, you know, somehow, but she is working in the kitchen. You know, she's now into politics, you know, somehow, and then she's there. She has been there for about four years. So imagine me living alone for 4 years, a man. So this kind of opportunity will bring men out and then make them to also, you know, exercise and be fit. You know, that's why the slogan for the project is Above 50, starting life. So that it is not over for men who are above 50. Life is just going to start with this kind of opportunity. Many of them are here today. They are very happy and they have won, you know, some amount of money. The first team won 5 million. I mean, those who have thought that it is finished for them. Second team won 2 million. The third team won 1 million. So it is a great opportunity. And I know that by the time we begin to get sponsors, by the way, the initiator of the program is I'm one of his mentors. So I'm his uncle, his father, you know, that's why he normally shares a lot of ideas that he has with me, you know, so we are always together. And he's also the president of the Ikeja Chamber of Commerce, Industry and Agriculture. I mean, so he loves empowering people and doing things that will make people happy and all that. So, and he also appointed me the chairman of the board of the Ikeja Chamber of Commerce. So we are always together, working together. So this is an opportunity. And he said, I don't know how he's going to do that this project is also a means of empowering people. so that those who eventually form clubs in different parts of the country, and we already have, you know, international, you know, football clubs of above 50 who are already calling us that they are set up in Ghana, in Mexico. So by next year, this thing is going to go international. So what we are looking for will be sponsors, corporate sponsors, so that the 5 million that the first team got today, which he sponsored, which he bankrolled by himself. He bankrolled it. All the money they got today, 5, 2, 1, and all the money that they've been using to organize all this, I'm sure he must have spent about 30 million. All right? So a sponsor can come on board and provide that funds and even more, so that the first team can even win like 20 million. And this thing will become, you know, it will just blow.
beyond the football aspect, I know when we talk about entertainment industry, you are a renowned person, a mentor to so many, including my humble self. Do we see a marriage between this football and the entertainment industry from your point of view?
Of course, you know, sports is entertainment now. So, you know, that is his policy. That's the policy of the initiator. That there are three things that he wants to focus on in his life to impact on the society: food, entertainment, and housing. You know, he used to say it, that those are the three most important things in life. That if you have food to eat, and you have a place to lay your head, and then you are happy, you are, you know, there is something that is entertaining you, something that, you know, you love to watch or to see that gives you pleasure, then what again are you bothering about life for? I mean, about. So those are the three things. So they are connected. Entertainment. I believe sports is entertainment now. But beyond that, there are also some entertainment ideas that he has that we're still going to work on. For instance, there's one which we call Campus Talents Niger. Campus Talents. University students and even those who have passed out from university, you know, we are going to go into you know, four regions of the country to do auditions, you know, for and everybody who participates in the audition will be representing his or her campus. That's the idea. That's why we call it Campus Talents Niger. It's not only for students, even for those who have graduated. So we go to Northern Region, for instance, and we have 50 participants. We are going to pick those who passed, who succeeded there. Maybe about 5. Go to West, pick 5. Go to East, pick 5. Go to South, pick 5. Then those 20 successful participants will now come to Lagos for the grand finale. And there will be all other kinds of programs just to make it entertaining. So we have that in the works, you know. We're going to roll that out, you know, soon. So he's a man of ideas, and he's always doing things that will impact. And you know, that program now, people will win, you know, they will win and collect money. You know, so that is his life. And that's why I'm also excited to be part of it and supporting him totally.
Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you.